That's the challenge as we look forward, really. Fortunately, if you look back in farm and ranch performance, and we track this really closely with our client base, but certainly at the conference here today, we talked with FinBin and FinPAC, the people from the Center for Farm Financial Management in Minnesota. Their data aligns with ours quite well. The last 2 years have been good years for agriculture, strong profitability, which has improved working capital and liquidity, improved equity. And so good news is farmers are positioned quite strongly right now. And that's a good way to be going into inflation and higher input cost environments. The projections we look at as we look to the next year or two, it no doubt costs are going to continue to go up. Hopefully these commodity markets stay strong, but there's no guarantees there. And so I would expect margins will tighten a little bit here as we look to the next couple of years for all the reasons we talked about. Input costs rising, interest rates rising, which will increase the cost of borrowing. And then, you throw in the risk of a recession out there, and there's some potential bumps in the next couple of years ahead.